And I invite all of the children and the children at heart to come up to the stage for children's time today. My name is Tyler. I serve on staff as the Director of Youth and Digital Ministry, and I am filling in for Miss Heather, who is on vacation today. So we're excited to celebrate Miss Heather and her ministry here, and we hope that her travel from Maine today is safe. So yeah, come on up. Come on up, everybody. Yeah, don't be shy. It's all good. You all know each other. Here we go. Awesome. Good morning, y'all. It's a grumpy face. That's okay. Maybe we can change that by the end here. So I want to start by asking y'all a question. Are there games that you used to really like playing when you were little that maybe you don't like as much now because you're older? You don't know? What about maybe, is there like a TV show you used to watch when you were little that you don't like anymore now that you're older? Peppa Pig? Okay, so we don't bop with Peppa Pig anymore, right? That's fine. So I wanted to ask, because here's a game that I thought of when I was thinking about this. Do y'all know what peekaboo is? Come on, Levi. Don't do me like that. You know what peekaboo is. Who can show me what peekaboo is? How do you play peekaboo? That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, so peekaboo, right? So your parent or like a grandparent, friend, whoever, covers their face like that. And then what do they do? That's right. Yeah, you go peekaboo. And that's a game that maybe babies really like. But as you get older, is peekaboo fun for you now? Why not? Because it's a baby game. Great answer. So here's the cool thing about peekaboo. When you're a baby, your eyes are not fully formed yet. So when babies are born, this is going to kind of blow your mind a little bit. Babies can only see like a little bit in front of them, and everything else is just kind of fuzzy, right? So it takes a little while for babies' eyes to develop to be able to see the way that you see now. And in the same way, when you're born, like your brain isn't fully formed yet. So babies, when they're first born, don't understand that when things disappear, they're not gone forever, right? So for a baby, if a parent covers their face like this, it feels like they like don't exist anymore. They're just like gone, like they're in like a different dimension, right? It's kind of spooky. And then they come back and it's all happy and it's exciting. But when you get older, your eyes kind of work and you can see everything. And so it doesn't feel the same way. And your brain understands like, all right, so my dad's like behind his hands or whatever, but you know, he's not on a different plane of existence, right? He's still here. And so it changes the way we understand the game. And in today's scripture, Pastor JJ is going to talk about how there's nothing on earth that can separate us from the love of God. And it made me think about this game, peekaboo. Because sometimes when we go through life, whether we feel really sad, or we have like a hard day at school, or at home, or wherever, one of our friends kind of upsets us, it can feel really hard in that moment for us to feel like God is with us. Sometimes in life, it feels hard for us to feel like God is with us. But even as we grow older, I think sometimes we're still kind of spiritual babies because we're God's children too. And so when we're in those places, it's almost like a game of peekaboo where we feel like God isn't present anymore, but God is still right here with us. We just don't fully see God's presence. And so when I can't feel God or see God in my life, I think about that game of peekaboo, and it gives me comfort to know, just like I used to think my parents had disappeared, they hadn't. And even now, if I feel like God has disappeared, God hasn't. And God is still right here with us. And that's such a cool thing, that nothing in the world ever can separate us from God's love. You good, friend? Cool, so why don't we pray? Let's put our hands together. We'll say, Dear God, thank you for loving us in all of the amazing ways that you love us. Help us, God, to always see and always feel you, because we know that you are always near. Amen. All right, friends, let's go to children's church. And while they're going off to children's church,
apple.
What was that?
Apple.
Ah, a apple. You know what? Here's the cool thing. God's good with either. It doesn't matter. So while they're heading off to children's church, I invite you all to stand and greet one another in a sign of peace and love. And as you're doing so, this is a special Sunday. We've got everyone together. So I encourage you and challenge you to greet someone new today.